You're listening to the show that's bigger, bolder, and better on the Sports Byline USA Network. This is the Nick Bonsanto Show. Now, live from Score at the Luxor Las Vegas, here's Nick.
Man, we're having a great time on the program today. And as Todd called in Jersey, if you'd like to chat with us, you always can. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. Big day here at Score as the Pro Football Hall of Fame is here, and Hall of Fame presentations and discussions wouldn't be normal if you didn't also have some of the Hall of Famers themselves here, and one of the best of the best, Marcus Allen, joins us on the show. Marcus, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
No, I appreciate it. And a lot of people still, when you're around, I'm watching, they all want a little piece of Marcus Allen. How's that make you feel?
I guess it's a nice thing and in the sense that they appreciate your body of work. It was for a long period of time, so it spanned several decades. So I guess there are a lot of people that had the opportunity to see me play, and that's always a good thing.
Well, you know, you mentioned it's been a long time at this point, but I don't know. To me, you and I are close to the same age, and to me it seems like yesterday. You know, I still remember you at USC. I remember, you know, the Raiders, the Chiefs. I remember it all. And when you look back, does it feel like it was yesterday, or does it feel like a lifetime ago?
It feels like a lifetime ago, frankly. Yeah. Not while I was in it, but now that I've obviously retired and I've been doing other things, it goes by so quickly, and that's why I think you really should, as you move forward in life. Obviously, I've always believed the football is not who I was. It's what I did. But at the same time, I embrace that and appreciate it because it has provided me, obviously, an opportunity to do so many things in life. So, but I've always loved the game. I did it because I loved it. The fact that we got paid for it was certainly a plus. But, you know, I just love playing, competing. I always wanted to be one of the best that ever played. So,
speaking with Marcus Allen on the program here today, Marcus, you mentioned, you know, getting paid was nice. You know, it was good to have. When you were younger, you know, and it's funny because I just looked at your high school jacket in the back. And I'm a little choked up. I don't know. It's not you. It has nothing to do with you. But although you may have that effect on me. But
I hope not.
You had your high school jacket back there. And look, it was kind of funny. It said Mr. Marcus Allen. Like when you were in high school, did you picture, were you going to play pro football? Were you going to make a life out of it?
Sure. That was my ambition. I mean, I thought of myself in a very high regard. I put Mr. Marcus Allen on my Letterman jacket. I think I had to be 17 or 18 at the time. It's interesting the way things have certainly played out. I mean, I was always had a vision. I was always worked towards that vision. I started to flex muscles in that dream and take shape and form and became reality. So I don't think any of it was by accident. Yeah. So, I mean, that's really, I guess I was living a secret before the book was written. So,
you know, Marcus, when you look back at the career, I mean, you had a lot of early success when you came to the NFL. Super Bowl came very early in your career, that win. When you look back at it now, do you think you should have enjoyed that Super Bowl maybe a little bit more? Did you think there were going to be many, many more victories to come after that? Or
I certainly did. I certainly did. I, you know, a lot of people, and I would still do the same thing. A lot of people said, you know, why didn't you go over 200 yards, you know, to be the first to do that? And I said I wanted Greg Pruitt to play. Yeah. Now, I would have done the same thing if I was put in that position again and not realizing this would have been my, you know, my only Super Bowl that I've ever had a chance to play in, or if I had a certain record I wanted to extend, I would have done it all over again because it was not necessarily, it was nice to win the award, but it was the collective fight, the blood, sweat, and tears that really made that moment special. The fact that, you know, you go into the locker room and, you know, tears are running down guys' eyes because they finally made it to the promised land as far as the game is concerned. And Yeah, I thought I was going to go back plenty of times. Unfortunately, I didn't. It didn't work out that way, but I wouldn't change a thing.
Speaking with Marcus Allen on the program here today, live at SCORE. Marcus, when you look back, those Raider teams, I mean, let's be honest, the Raiders have had a little bit of hard times of late.
Yeah.
I mean, but you were there kind of in that heyday of the, you know, the commitment to excellence, you know, Al Davis, that team was really in its heyday. When you look at them now, do you look at them differently, or do you think they're a team that are making strides to make their way back? I mean, how do you look at them? Is it a different type of dynamic there today than was there when you were there?
Well, I think just clearly. I mean, it's been talked about, and it's no secret. They say the players are different, and we never had a sense of entitlement. That's one of the big debates about today's player, but I think they're headed in the right direction. I think they're bringing in personnel that's dedicated, that wants to win, that's committed to each other, and not necessarily the individual. Not promoting themselves. I think they want to win as a team. And the Raiders are always, the league is better, rather, when the Raiders are part of the conversation, you know, because they're one of the, hallmarks of the National Football League. I mean, everybody knows and loves the Raiders. Either you hate them or you love them, but they're certainly, I think, what makes the league great. They have such history and such tradition that it's important that they are good.
Yeah, and I would agree. I think every walk of life, even not just the NFL, you need, let's say, your heroes, your villains. You need the people that everybody wants to knock off. So when you played, who was the villain to you? Who, what team, or if you will, player, if you want to go that far, were the guys, man, you wanted to make sure you always got the last word in edgewise?
No, we were the, as far as the villain is concerned, yeah. We were the, the team. We were the team that everybody thought was, you know, the bad guy in the block. And we had, at that time, 53 individuals and that were so different, yet they came together for a common cause. I mean, we had, their history of the Raiders, that always they would get malcontents from other teams.
Right.
They couldn't play, assimilate with the rest of the team. They couldn't hit, but they came to the Raiders and they end up being great players and playing for championships and division championships and, I mean, all those things.
You know, we're talking with Marcus Allen. You know, you mentioned the Raiders had characters. I know you also, you finished with the Chiefs. You've run across a lot of characters in your life, and I'm using that as a term. I don't mean any ill by it. Your estimation, if you could say this, who is the greatest character? And I'm kind of using that word.
Oh, that's hard. That's hard.
I mean, is there one guy that sticks out?
Oh, no. Let me tell you, we had too many that stuck out. We didn't have any lookalikes. There were no, everybody was different, you know, from guys that I played with, from Dave Dalby to early on Mark Van Egan and Gene Upshaw, Ted Hendricks. I mean, Matt Millen was quite a character then. I mean, we had so many guys that were really sort of lived in an alternative, universe,
Were they like a lunar mission or something? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, during the week, it was it was fun. Practices were fun. I remember one day, my rookie season, Ted Hendricks came out. Everybody came out on the field, and Ted Hendricks was already out there, and he had this huge, he had a big chair and a big cabana, a big, umbrella and stuff, and he was just out there sipping lemonade. I mean, it was the funniest
sure was
thing.
That,
yeah, I, that's what he told us, so. But, they used to do some crazy stuff, and we had a lot of laughs, and just things that I always cherished and made – that broke up the monotony of every day, because football's hard. It's rough and it's tough and it's nasty, and every single day it's like Groundhog Day, man. It's just when you have characters that bring uniqueness to the game and to practice, and we were always told to just be yourselves, and guys really exercise that right.
Well, I understand. We're talking with Marcus Allen. Marcus, when you look back at the whole thing collectively, is there one moment that really stands out? Is there that one moment that
was your favorite moment?
It was the Super Bowl, yeah.
Okay. And it was the locker room in the Super Bowl. After the game, that was the special thing. That what really made the game. All the struggles, all the hard work, the training camps, the practices, you know, and the late nights of studying, the early morning and getting up, all that stuff. Looking at careers like Greg Pruitt, he hit and Lau Azedo, and guys that never, you know, that toiled long and hard and were great players but never had a chance to go, and they finally made it and they won. Those are the moments that you always remember.
Hey, we've been chatting with Marcus Allen, Hall of Fame running back, here on the program today. Marcus, thanks for giving me a few minutes. I really appreciate it. And folks need to come out and see all your stuff that'll be on display here at SCORE. It's really great.
Yeah, it's sort of my own personal collection of things that I've kept over the years, and trophies and mementos and things like that. So,
well, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes. And, hey, we'll take a little time out. The Nick Bonsanto Show will roll on. The Sports Byline USA Network.